It is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. The 2013 Fayetteville Roots Festival is Thursday, August 22nd through Sunday the 25th. This music festival will feature a variety of local and international folk artists, including Jerry Douglas, Elephant Revival, The Honeydew Drops, and more. Tickets and more information are available at fayettevilleroots.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we begin a series on what the Affordable Care Act will mean for Arkansans. In the first of five reports, Jacqueline Froelich outlines how many parts of the new act will work.
Plus, a national convention devoted to recipients of the Purple Heart is coming to Rogers and will include a keynote address from Eric Shinseski, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And we spent some time with an Ozark ritual, Decoration Day, at a local cemetery.
First, hunger relief organizations are expressing concern over recent efforts to remove the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, from the federal farm bill. While the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate has passed a farm bill that includes nutrition assistance, the Republican-led U.S. House passed a version eliminating SNAP altogether. Kathy Webb of the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance says efforts to gut SNAP could have wide effects in Arkansas.
About 500,000 Arkansans are currently receiving SNAP benefits, and that has an impact for those families who are receiving the benefits, enabling them to get more nutritious food to meet the needs of their family. But it also has an important impact on the local community, because typically those SNAP dollars are spent in local stores.
Webb says every dollar of SNAP benefits usually calculate to $1.79 in additional spending, because low-income families who use those benefits are then able to make additional purchases. She says SNAP benefits sometime account for 45% of business in small-town grocery stores in the state. She says claims of mass fraud in the SNAP program are inaccurate.
Most people are only on SNAP for about 8 months. You know, that has increased maybe a little bit up to 10 months for half of all the new SNAP households. And SNAP has one of the lowest rates of abuse of any program that's out there. The fraud and waste in SNAP is about 1%.
Webb says putting SNAP benefits in the farm bill historically has been a successful way of addressing both agricultural and hunger issues.
The Fayetteville Public Library is eyeing expansion of their campus. Last night, the library's board of directors approved a $2 million offer to purchase the former City Hospital property just south of the library on School Avenue. If the offer is accepted by Washington Regional Medical Center, the site would be home to an 80,000-square-foot expansion to the Blair Library, which would include space for more materials and for more programming, as well as a 750-seat auditorium for bigger events. David Johnson, executive director of the Fayetteville Public Library, says while the library's offer is less than the appraised value of the lot, the proposal is attractive for a simple reason.
Our offer doesn't include any strings in regards to having to have the property rezoned for any, say, if it was an apartment or anything like that. It is a zone as downtown general DG designation, and that zoning would allow the library to come right in and build our expansion.
If the offer is accepted by Washington Regional, the land purchase would be paid for with funds from the library's reserves. But Johnson says other means would be necessary to pay for construction costs.
What we would do is we would begin first with a capital campaign to see how much funds we could raise privately. And then at that point, we would potentially look at other avenues to make up the gap between the building construction cost and how much we were able to raise from private donations.
In 2000, city voters approved an 18-month temporary sales tax to help bridge the funding gap for construction of the library's current facility.
Several central Arkansas leaders are asking ExxonMobil to disclose information about a stretch of pipeline in the Lake Maumelle watershed. Questions remain about how cooperative Exxon will be after it failed to respond to previous requests for documents. North Little Rock Mayor Joe Smith was among those who signed the letter to Exxon requesting information. He says moving the pipeline will likely be a costly venture.
The number I'm hearing and the time it would take to relocate it outside the watershed, you know, is extremely high. $30-40 million, and Lord only knows how long it would take, you know, to acquire the right of way and make the change. You know, maybe 8 to 10 years.
The group says they want a response from Exxon within 2 weeks. Mayor Smith says he doesn't know if he's confident that the company will meet the deadline, but is sure that ExxonMobil is working to come up with the documents.
The Arkansas House and Senate Education Committees will meet for a second consecutive day today to discuss the new Common Core curriculum scheduled to take effect this school year in Arkansas high schools. Lawmakers are taking comments on the new standards. Proponents say the Common Core will better prepare students for college and work. Yesterday, during meetings, Democratic Representative John Walker of Little Rock questioned whether the new standards would help students who are already struggling.
You can't have high expectations of kids who can't read when they're going into the ninth grade. The only thing you can do is cause their frustration levels to increase.
Tom Kimbrell, the state's education commissioner, told the committee's additional help may be required for some students, but raising expectations is important for student success.
It will take a lot of effort. It's not easy work. And we have to have not only expectations of the school staff, our staff at the Department of Education, but we have to really instill into the students that they can do this.
Common Core standards have been phased in at the kindergarten through eighth grade level since 2010 in Arkansas. The standards have been adopted by all but five states.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals' five-game winning streak is now over. Last night, the Arkansas Travelers beat the Nats 10-3. The three-game series against the Travs continues tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 69 in northwest Arkansas, and a 50% chance of showers and a low of 76 in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly sunny tomorrow with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms before midday with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows from 69 in northwest Arkansas to 75 in the Arkansas River Valley.